closed session those and reset the surges.
Forgot about that.
Jesus, gonna be here all day.
No, yeah.
We're supposed to go back.
What case was it that you were here on?
I have recommendations on Richard Carpenter and Lindsay Ice.
Susan's a disability attorney. She's been here. We weren't gonna do closed session until the end. With regards to those two items, does anybody have a question of, do you think you may have a question of Susan with regards to either of those two items? If not, we can release her.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have any questions.
I'm not either.
I don't.
That's fine.
Follow the recommendation.
Thank you, Susan.
All right. Thank you.
If she had a PowerPoint, I was simply gonna have things real quick.
It was an interesting way of handling closed session.
Yes, right. As I close.
I heard your gears turning and I was trying to figure out what you were doing.
I'm just interested to see what the minutes suggest about whether Bill or Will was here or not.
If you saw my gears turning, you should have saw Harvey's turning.
I wasn't, yeah, couldn't see behind me.
We're gonna break closed session into two pieces. We're going to do item six on closed session now because our outside labor negotiator / counsel is here so that he doesn't have to sit around. It should only take a few minutes, and then we'll come back out in open session and move on to item nine, and then we'll do the rest of the closed session at the end of the meeting. We'll go into
five-minute break.
Okay, we can do that.
I'll have somebody set it.
Back here at 12:35.
Back there or back
here? We're back in open session and reporting out of closed session for item five, the service-connected disability for Richard Carpenter was granted unanimously. The non-service-connected disability for Carolyn George was granted unanimously. And the non-service-connected disability retirement for Misty Eitzen was granted unanimously. There's no reportable action out of closed session for item 6, 7, or 8. And let's see, we are back on the rec in open.